The city's first alcohol task force in recent history met last night at Bethel City Hall. Municipal, tribal, and business leaders were there to come up with ideas for addressing alcohol-related problems. The alcohol task force set a list of goals, with Bethel Mayor Richard Robb leading the meeting. Community leaders attended, but not many members of the public. The idea for the task force was put forward by the Association of Village Council Presidents as the city considered applications for its third and final liquor license last year. Recently, villages have gone so far as to request a declaration of emergency from the governor because of increases they see in alcohol-related problems since legal alcohol sales began in Bethel. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board is actively exploring the idea of a special meeting to be held in Bethel. The task force outlined five objectives: a no-sale or ban list, and a limit on sales for types of liquors and sale volumes per purchase, a public education campaign, tighter enforcement in the villages, collecting and analyzing the data various agencies already have on alcohol-related problems, and keeping the area's legislators in the loop with an eye toward proposing legislation. Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation President Dan Winkleman said, "It's been decades since there's been a survey to assess the impact of Bethel liquor sales locally and on surrounding communities, and they plan to conduct one with Recover Alaska." State Trooper Lieutenant Lonnie Gonzalez suggested involving the district attorney in future meetings. Both Bethel Search and Rescue and the Tundra Women's Coalition suggested public information campaigns. Bethel Alaska Commercial Store Manager Seth Mendel said they've been looking at creating a ban list, as other communities have done. The new ban list would block sales to repeat domestic violence offenders, for example. The task force discussed improving their system of tracking the number of bottles sold in a day to any single person. The tone of the meeting was constructive, and the hopes of many might have been reflected in what AVCP's board chairman Raymond Watson said. He gave up drinking in the 1980s and began working in alcohol recovery treatment in the 1990s. He said, quote, "When you heal, it's like a broken net. The mesh comes together and heals over time and becomes very powerful over time. And that's what we want to see in this town for our children and our grandchildren. We want the best for them. Every caring mother and father would want that for their children, and that's what I see this group doing. We want the best for our community." The next Alcohol Task Force meeting will be held May 15th and is open to the public. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.